Well, how do you make sure that that individual is in line? Well, you're going to have to get some other higher authority or a check and balance or something else. Well, who's going to restrain it when it gets out of line and so forth? Aren't you really talking about a government when you come down to it, some agency in which you're going to voluntarily empower to act coercively or forcibly or however you want to call it to make society be what you want it to be? Simply an agency more powerful than yourself, a human entity of some kind? How do you control an agency that is more powerful than you are? How do you construct any kind of check and balance system, whether you're talking about an orthodox type of government or a free society? How do you organize any kind of a check and balance system that doesn't come right back to the essential fact that you either look out for yourself and protect yourself from those who would take from you under any guise, or you're going to be in trouble? This is the essential fact of life that exists from the day you're born. A free society is another form of a government, no matter how it may be described. Not because I've defined government in a particular way, but because I'm trying to identify the essential nature of government and recognize that it would also exist in a free society, meaning some agency that would exist that would be more powerful than you are and that would be capable of taking from you if you are in a disagreement with it, no matter how right you are. No matter how sure you are that you are in the right in this case and that you have the facts of it and that other individual is wrong, that other individual or agency or whatever, if it is more powerful than you, will take from you, just as a government may justify its taking today in the name of rightness, morality, whatever. The free society is really only your form of government, the free society you envision, because you are going to have to restrain others to get your satisfaction in that society, just as those who envision this government as the ideal have to restrain others within the society to make it work. You come back to the fact over and over again that you are all alone in this world and you had better face it. You had better recognize right here and now that nobody is going to construct a society for you that is going to make things different, that is going to change the nature of reality to such an extent that you no longer are going to have to be responsible for your own protection, your own welfare, your own happiness seeking. There is no higher authority to turn to. There is no place that you can go to have it made happen for you the way you want it. You contribute to somebody else's doing of it, and you are contributing to their doing the way they want it to happen, not the way you want it to happen. The church isn't going to save you. The government isn't going to save you. Ayn Rand isn't going to save you. Andrew Galambos isn't going to save you. Ronald Reagan isn't going to save you. Lyndon Johnson isn't going to save you. And I assure you that Harry Brown isn't going to save you either. There is no one who can do the job for you. There is no way that anybody can make it happen for you. There is no way that anybody can construct a society in which you are now free to be that glorious individual you've always imagined yourself to be. If we only got rid of all these thieves and crooks who prey upon me in the name of government and so forth. It isn't going to happen. You're all alone in this world, and you're responsible for yourself. No one else can think for you. No one else can protect you. No one else can act for you. You're going to have to face up to this responsibility and act upon it yourself. You are going to have to make the decisions. You are going to have to determine how you are going to get freedom. You are going to have to decide whether or not there is a better way to live than the way you're living now. Only you can make that kind of a decision, because it's your life and happiness that is at stake, and nobody else is going to make it in terms of your life and happiness. They're going to make it in terms of theirs. They are going to be trying to save themselves from the consequences they don't like and see around them, and you're going to have to save yourself. Property can be defended only one way, not by rights or anything of the sort. But no matter what kind of society, you are going to have the power or the ability to protect your property from those who will disagree with you. In fact, a much, much more realistic definition of property, I believe, is simply that which the individual can keep or protect. Because once it has been stolen from you, you can call it your property until the day you die, but it has no utility value to you whatsoever. You have lost it, it is gone, and you had better recognize this. Are you capable of controlling it? Are you capable of keeping it within your jurisdiction where you have access to it and can use it when you want it? If you don't, what's the sense of calling it your property? It isn't your property if they can zone it out of existence. Well, it's no more your property if somebody can steal it from you in a free society. Property is that which you are capable of keeping, protecting. All right, then, is it economic or advantageous for several individuals to band together, hire a protector, put marketplace limitations on them just as a way of defending their own mutual interests? Well, let's suppose they agree on one thing again, that each is going to respect the property of the others. Can a free society grow naturally?